Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Dr. Talma Lobel, an internationally recognized psychologist and author of Sensation, the New Science of Physical Intelligence, which is out April from Atria Books, by sharing fascinating new findings like how clean smells promote moral behavior and sports teams in black jerseys are giving more penalties than teams in other colors. Dr. Lobel reveals how shockingly susceptible we are to sensory input from the world around us. So welcome, Dr. Lobel. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is very, very interesting. I saw this information come over and I thought, wow, this is so true. You can see it in your daily life. Talk to our listeners about what in their lives impact, you know, their decision making, their actions, kind of on a daily basis.
Great. So in order to explain that, let me just say a few words about the theory that which is behind that. Is that okay?
Sure, go right ahead.
So the theory of embodied cognition, sometimes referred to as grounded cognition, shows the strong influence of our bodily perceptions on our thoughts, decisions, emotions, and behaviors. Embodied cognition demonstrates how our physical perceptions, such as our visual, auditory, haptic perceptions, influence us without our awareness. And this is very important because it's without our awareness. We think we are in control of our behavior and our judgments and decisions, but all kinds of environmental cues that are perceived through our senses, like touching a hot or cold beverage, touching a smooth or hard object, influences our behaviors and judgments. The human mind and body work together as one integrated system. It further shows that our physical sensations, such as warm or cold, heavy or light, rough or smooth, far or close, are the basis and the building blocks for our more abstract concepts, such as a warm person, a heavy decision, smooth sailing, let's say a rough interaction, a close relationship, which we use in metaphors. So I could either describe you some experiments, fascinating experiments that show what that means, or go directly to the implications, whatever you would like me.
Well, why don't you talk a little bit about the experiments first and then go right into the implications.
Okay, great. So these experiments are exciting. It show kind of mysterious influence that the environment has on us and modify our behavior that it's hard for me to choose which one, but I'll choose some and you will stop me when I'm talking too long, okay? So one of the most fascinating studies that really changed my perspective and focus of research was the coffee study. In this study, participants were invited to come to a lab to answer a questionnaire. This sounds pretty standard, probably, but the clever part was that the participants were unaware that the experiment started before they had even entered the lab. Each participant was accompanied by a research assistant in the elevator. The assistant had her hands full, so at one point, she asked the participant to hold her cup of coffee for a few seconds while she wrote their name. Now, with half of the participants, the coffee was hot, while for the other half, it was an iced coffee. Later in the lab, they were asked to rate a person they never met on various characteristics. The amazing discovery was that those who held the warm cup of coffee in the elevator rated the person as more generous, good-natured, and caring, in other words, what we call a warm person, than those who held an iced coffee. Now remember, this was after holding the drink for only a few seconds in the elevator. Most importantly, none of them were aware that the cup of coffee influenced their judgment. In another experiment, those who touched something warm were more generous and chose a gift for a friend rather than something for themselves when offered a reward for their participation. So that's one thing, temperature. Another study showed that a heavy clipboard can make your resume seem more impressive. In that experiment, for example, the participants were asked to evaluate a job candidate based on a resume. All participants received the same resume, but half of them received it on a clipper that weighed only 3/4 of a pound, while the other half, what I call the heavy group, got a resume on a 4.5 pound clipboard. Those who received the heavy clipboard rated the candidate as better qualified and more serious interest in the position. Remember, they saw the same resume. And can I go on?
Yeah, so we're talking about temperature, we're talking about weight. What is the other?
Tactile perceptions. Let me talk about soft and hard, which is really fascinating, I think. Sitting in a soft chair or touching a soft object makes us more flexible negotiators, softer negotiators, what we call, and influence our judgments. In one study, half of the participants were asked to examine the hard block of wood, you know, a hard object, and the other half to examine a soft blanket. They were then asked to read a passage describing the ambiguous interaction between an employee and a boss. The participants were then asked to rate several traits of the employee, some of which were related to rigidity and strictness. Those who had touched the soft blanket judged the employee to be less rigid and less strict, in other words, softer, than those who had touched the hard block. Yet all participants had been given the same thing, remember. In another study, the same researchers wanted to find out whether the tactile sensation of hardness or softness would influence not only perception and judgment, but also real behavior, negotiations, and bargaining. In this study, researchers did not ask the participants to hold the soft or hard object, but asked them to sit on either a wooden chair or a soft chair and to imagine they were in a car dealership wanting to buy a certain car. Those who sat on a soft chair changed their initial offer more than did those who sat on a hard chair. They were softer negotiators. So the soft chair makes them softer negotiators. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. The direct correlation between this, what we're touching or smelling or feeling,
exactly,
and how it makes us act. Now, how can people practically use this knowledge in their day-to-day life?
Well, they can do a lot of stuff. Actually, I think it applies to every aspect of our life. They give us tools that can help us in really all aspects of our life, whether it's a business negotiations or whether you are negotiating and interacting with your spouse, your children, your parents, in job interviews, first dates, thinking creatively, and even athletic performance. For example, remember, hard chair is related to hard negotiations, and warm drinks are related to warmer behaviors and judgments. If possible, and you have a negotiation, business negotiation, let's say, prepare in advance that chairs you're going to sit on and the drinks you're saving. You might offer a nice cup of hot tea or an espresso rather than a cold drink, and try to prepare the softer chair for the person you're negotiating with. Mm-hmm. Doing so may just tip the scales in your favor. Also, distance matters. I didn't talk about the studies of distance, but studies have found that physical distance is related to emotional distance. Now, in some negotiations or some interactions, you actually want people to be emotionally close, while in others, you want it to be emotionally distant. Depends on the circumstances, depends on your arguments, whether you tell your parents that you are marrying somebody they don't want you to marry, or whether you're telling them a good thing. Think about the distance, the softness of the chairs, the drinks, etc. When you prepare your resumes, use a thicker paper. For your dates, think whether you want to wear red or not, because I have some studies in my book that show the amazing influence of red. Also think to go to a dessert, to a bakery that is dominated by scent of freshly baked pastries. Why? Because I'm showing experiments that showed that it enhances one interaction with others, that scent of fresh baked cookies. So it's good, you know, for when you go for a date. So, and I can go on and on. A creative thinking, put a light bulb. Studies have shown that when people saw a light bulb, they thought creatively and solved more efficiently all kind of creative problems. So actually, it goes really to every aspect of our life.
Wow. I mean, you can tell that there are so many ways that this impacts us, but I wish we had a little bit more time, Dr. Lobel, but I know our listeners can learn much, much more about this fascinating research and how to apply it into their daily lives, as well as the embodied cognition. You can learn all about that in Dr. Talma Lobel's new book, Sensation, The New Science of Physical Intelligence, which will be available at the end of this month, April. You can visit SimonandSchuster.com, her publisher, or at Talma's own website, which is TalmaLobel.com, and we'll spell that for everybody, TalmaLobel, TalmaLobel.com. So thank you so much, Dr. Lobel, for being here. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope it will help a lot of people.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.